The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolly Marks, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. And like you, I had my eyes glued to the news yesterday as the verdict of the retrial of Bill Cosby came in. And thank goodness, justice for his victims.
Yeah, and certainly it does seem that the relief from the victims was palpable when you have a look at that. It was quite incredible.
But here, unfortunately, this morning we kick off with some very, very sad news. As you may be aware, we've experienced a series of floods across the country over the last 2 days and expected to continue today. Flash floods in the south near the Dead Sea swept away 10 students who were on a hike against warnings by the weather authorities.
Rolene, I was telling our listeners just a few moments ago, I was reading a report about a WhatsApp group where one of the students that died said, "I'm going to die. We shouldn't be going on this. This is dangerous." And one of them said, "No, I'm sure they know what they're doing. They'll keep you away from these areas." But indeed, they didn't. How is this possible?
This is now the big debate that is happening in Israel. I was watching the Israeli news last night, and a lot of people calling for heads to roll in the Ministry of Education, and also the coordinator and the teachers from the B'nai Tzion pre-military academy, or Mechina, which was a mixed Mechina, boys and girls, which prepares them for the army. They have been arrested and taken in for questioning. So two staff members have been questioned by police with regards to allowing the students to take part in this hike. And if they are found...
Oh, Rolene, are you...
Attempted homicide.
I'm sorry, we missed that last part. If they're found guilty, it could be of negligent homicide.
Of negligent homicide, exactly.
Right, so that's what we would call culpable homicide here in South Africa.
Exactly, exactly. So we know that we have 10 students that were tragically killed against, I mean, we know from living in this country that there are certain areas that when it floods, those waters come in very, very
quickly. I don't live in Israel, but I've been there enough as a tourist, and I did spend some time there. I know this. I know this. Every old aunt of mine has told me, you dare not go down to the... My late mom used to talk about flash floods. I was petrified of it living in Johannesburg because it instilled such fear in us in that part of Israel. It's well known. Nobody there doesn't know about this, or very few anyway.
Exactly, and we have been warned about these extreme weather conditions over the last week or so. We know that these storms are coming. We know that we can expect floods throughout various cities. Jerusalem experienced floods, Tel Aviv experienced floods, where I am in Modi Inn, we experienced rain, but not floods like there have been in other cities. But we know that if you are in or around the areas where there are these wadis, these little valleys, it comes very, very quickly. And one of the teens who survived yesterday's tragedy said he watched as a 3-meter-high wave washed away his friends.
It is tragic beyond words. The anger, and I certainly can see it on social media, and people saying, you know what, in fact, one of my friends posted, it was very powerful. He said, you know, he's not interested in people saying, now's time to mourn, we'll worry about who was responsible later. He says, you know what, the people that were responsible don't need to be mourning, the families need to be mourning. We need to find out what happened, why it happened, and to make sure that this type of thing is dealt with. There's an incredible amount of anger that you can see boiling through Israeli social media at the moment.
Absolutely, because we, as we've just discussed, we know the situation and we know what these weather conditions can do. These are young children. They should never have been out there. Right. We're going to be holding, as you can well imagine, the Mechina responsible, the leaders of this Tiul responsible, and of course the Ministry of Education, because they should have known. Now, what makes us even more angry is that when this news broke, the Ministry of Education were very, very quick to release a statement statement that they had no idea that this teal was taking place, and that is unacceptable to us. We want an investigation, and this needs to happen as soon as possible.
Absolutely right. Rolene, there were also two, not from the same Mechina, but there were two Bedouin children or teenagers, I think, also killed yesterday. Tell us about that.
Also yesterday, sadly, two Bedouin teenagers also killed by the flash flooding, also within the same region, the Arava. We also had accounts of a 40-year-old woman yesterday who was severely injured when a tree was knocked down due to the storm and landed on her car. So treacherous conditions out there in parts of the country at the moment. And, you know, as I said yesterday on air when I was chatting to Dina, if there are any Israelis who are listening, because we do know that the show has a lot of listeners in Israel, please just to be very, very careful and not be out there on the roads. For those of you who are familiar with Tel Aviv, when we have these weather conditions, the Yarkon tends to flood, and then the flood waters move on to the major roads and arteries. So and this happens very, very, very quickly. So just an understanding of the type of conditions that we face here when we do have these floods.
Absolutely right. Let's move on to a story that I think is an incredible one. A 34-year-old man completes the London Marathon with the aid of a ReWalk exoskeleton.
I love the story.
Yeah, I know.
I
knew Tanya was going to sit forward and take note of this one. It's up your alley.
Go on, Rolene, enlighten us.
Last week was the London Marathon, and Simon Kindley-Sides is a 34-year-old man. He was paralyzed from the waist down. He started his race at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and it took him 36 hours, and he walked the London Marathon, becoming the first paralyzed man to complete the course on foot. And he used our incredible Israeli technology. It is called ReWalk. And what it actually is a kind of exoskeleton, a suit for patients with spinal cord injuries, and helps them to walk independently with the help of computers and motion sensors. And Shame, he said, as he crossed the finish line some 36 hours later, he said, "I'm exhausted. I'm not going to lie." He said, "But I'm going to get to the finish line." And you can imagine the atmosphere around this.
I mean, but did they? I mean, the roads obviously weren't blocked off for 36 hours. But did he get a lot of publicity? I mean, were people following his story? I think he still finished it faster than I would. But
I wouldn't have finished at all.
Well, that's what I really what I mean. But that aside, with or without an exoskeleton, even with an endoskeleton. But that aside, what an incredibly amazing, motivating, inspiring, impressive story. Aww. Like you're going to give this guy a standing ovation.
Yep.
It's just
incredible.
Just
to know how many he walked, I mean, they measure it in miles, 26.2 miles, which is 42.2 kilometers.
Wow.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Proper inspirational. That's, you know what, if you're thinking
you're having a bad day.
You've got a challenge, just look at this. This is normal people do great things.
Very importantly, with his walking, he raised £6,500 for the brain tumor charity with his marathon walk. So an incredible, incredible achievement. In my opinion, definitely the story of the week. And if you want to check out more about ReWalk, Google ReWalk Robotics. Mm-hmm. It is a NASDAQ-traded Israeli company, and it was invented by Amit Gofer. He's a mechanical engineer, and he was paralyzed from his upper back down after an accident. And go onto the site, read all about ReWalk. It really is quite incredible, and it's helping people to walk and to just maintain
a
great standard of living.
Absolutely incredible. An amazing, amazing Israeli technology. Absolutely phenomenal. The other story that we wanted to briefly speak about is, that the United Hatzolah sent a team to South Africa to train Johannesburg's EMTs.
Yes, so they haven't sent them yet. They will be sending them. A delegation of emergency medical technicians or EMTs will be on their way to Joburg to train EMTs in Joburg in providing effective psychotrauma care, they say, in times of crisis and catastrophe. And our trauma let me put my teeth back in. I've only had one cup of coffee.
Oh, hold on. I need to get the other one. I did promise Tanya two cups of coffee.
Our medical rescue teams have been voted by the United Nations as amongst the best in the world, and they will combine World Health Organization protocols and psychological first aid together with our own uniquely Israeli psychological first aid. Now, I'm quite fascinated. I want to know what psychological first aid actually is. If somebody can help me with that, I think it would be very interesting to know. From what I can deduce, it is a trauma counseling and how to cope with trauma when it happens. Sure, we have we recently had a delegation of students from the Parklands terrible, terrible school shooting a couple of weeks ago. They were here in Israel to get trauma counseling, and very, very often we send out, along with our search and rescue and first aid and field hospitals, we send these units out around the world to help cope with these traumas. So there will be about 60 medics from South Africa's own Hatsola Medical Rescue and mental health workers from around the community able to learn from United Hatzolah's Psychotrauma and Crisis Response Unit. So this is quite extraordinary and nice to see that they're coming out to South Africa.
Absolutely, just doing some good in the world. Rolene, before we let you go, what is the weather prediction for the weekend? Have these incredible storms passed?
We are expecting more rain today across the country, but weather conditions will lift over the weekend, and we should see normal weather conditions resume this week, temperatures in the high 20s and even the low 30s as we move towards the summer. And to our Israelis out there who are listening, please take care on the roads today. The roads are still wet. There are still parts of the country that are underwater. And, hopefully everything will be nice and dry, ready to welcome Jamiroquai later this week.
Oh, is that later in the week? When is that?
Oh, my God, the 2nd of May, Jamiroquai is coming. You know who's coming? And I'm very excited, and nobody else seems to be as excited as I am.
Who?
Is AHA. Do you remember AHA, the great
Me.
Are they coming
exactly. Morton Harkett.
Yeah, but I think they're probably coming to get exoskeletons.
Teenage dreams.
Rolene, my very first record album I ever bought in my life was AHA, and Morton Harkett was my absolute, like, he made my heart go boom pity.
Hold on, Rolene, please. Are they coming to Israel to perform, because they've got to be about 90, or are they coming for their own, to get their own exoskeletons?
They are coming to perform. Howard, bite your tongue. I'm with Tanya on this. Tanya, maybe you should come here. We could totally rock out with Morton Harkett.
I promise
Harkett
you,
here.
I used to love Morton Harkett so much. And then he opened his mouth and he couldn't speak a word of English.
Oh, what
does
he speak?
He sings fabulous and he's nice to look at.
Is he still?
I was just going to say, Rolene, maybe you want to update his and look at the updated photos.
They're all over Tel Aviv, but yeah, Israel is rocking this summer. We've got Alison Chains coming. We've got Azalea Banks coming. We've got Foreigner, or Foreigner, as they're known in some parts
Foreigner.
Of the world.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, I was in Israel when Madonna was there, and I can tell you that, I mean, she's not as young as she used to be, but she was definitely the thinnest, fittest person on that in that stadium. She was just unbelievable.
Incredible.
Absolutely incredible. Rolene, unfortunately, there we do have to leave it. It's about to go 8 o'clock. You have a fantastic weekend, a Shabbat Shalom, and just turn off the news. Just turn off the news for a little bit. Stay dry, stay warm, and we'll catch you next week. It is 8 o'clock. That was Rolene Marks with the Israel Report. Here's Anati with your news.